time, like you, the Roland was very, very back,
very humble, very shy.
It's the best class in the world. It's fast.
I was ready for a swivel chair.
You know, I had an idea to move the show.
And that would take care of the problem.
The other room where, like, my Pollock sits on that wall.
Correct. Yeah, sure.
That way, the doors would be in the back of the show, and there'd be no back of the show. The whole thing would be four or five rooms.
Right.
Be wider, but
completely not Mizrach.
Not completely, because Mizrach sat in the corner. So
yeah, I checked it with the weather. Well, I'm sure you did, but I did, and I checked it. It was so not Mizrach that I didn't feel that it was even worth the shiloh. Meaning, you have to have, like, if you never started the shul and then you put it there, fine. But once you have the shul of Mizrach, to push it away from Mizrach, that's... So, no, but in order to make, you see, my shul, my dream shul is, because we have to mechabit everybody, we have to make the one long line and give everybody Mizrach fund. So there's like this one long row.
You see what they did in Yom Gizro. Yom Gizro are kind of like Mizrach is like...
Mizrach. Yeah.
The defense is like...
No, there's only one way. Like
okay, like this, Rabbi Isaac.
That was the...
Dr. Pepper.
Right.
Oh, it's terrible. Okay. This year, tonight, Eliyahu Nishmas, the truth is I wasn't going to give it. I really wasn't going to give the shear. I don't like not giving a shear. But Chaim called me up and said, it's Lili Nishbas, Aiden Darmoni, guy who got, was Nifter. Remember, everybody has an expiration date. Why could the Shbaruch Hu make some expiration date in one way, some expiration date in another day? We don't know. But there should be Lili Nishbas. Okay, I want to go backwards this time. What do I mean backwards? So when we do a sugya, the way to do a sugya is to start from the bottom, the foundation of the sugya, and then go out, go up the tree and get the branches, and then you get to the leaves. The leaves are the halachas, thousands of halachas, but it goes from one foundation. That's how it works. That's how every sugya works. And that's what Torah is at Eitz Chaim. Why Torah is Chaim? Because you have to understand that the way you learn Torah is not through learning 1,000 leaves, you go to the foundation. Once you understand the foundation, then you can branch out. That's what it means. But if you don't do it, if you're not with Samcha, you're not supporting it, you just hang on by the leaf, you're not Me'ushar. So learning just 100 of halachas is nice, but it's not getting to the crux of things, the foundation. It's very interesting, Ramban. Ramban says the chiluk between emuna and betachen is the difference between a tree and the fruit. Emuna is a tree, and betachen is the fruit. Now, to have a tree without any fruit, I mean, it's nice, but what's the point? You won't be able to, eat. So you need Amuna, but you have to get to the betachin. So avada, we have to get to the halacha lemaisa. You can't just stay by the tree. So again, I want to go backwards. What does backwards mean? I want you to all turn to page 6, please. Page 6, we have something called kuntras ish atar. Get on your reading glasses, please. Rav Moshe, have you ever heard of kuntras ish atar? Written by who? Going to go to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. No. Larishim Benatar, the Rav Chaim HaKadosh, no. It's a kuntres. And it's a kuntres with 88 halachas. And at the end he says, Slika, Besaka, Besiyata, Deshmaya. We finished. This 88 halachas of rights and lefts. Not talking about being on the right and being on the left of politics. No. I would like to go through some of these halachas. These are the leaves. They were the leaves, but it's kishmak to learn them. They're easy halachas. Here we go. Halacha number one. Be'inyan ne'ilaf min olam v'chatzilutuz ne'olam. Regarding tying your shoes and taking off your shoes, Mishnah Bura, Simbei, Sivkatan Vav Pasak, the Iter, Yaktim Yamin, the Alma, Bain Lin Ila, Bain Lin Kshira. What's an Iter? Anybody knows?
Iter Yad? Yad Iter. Left
side. So he's a lefty.
If you're righty, it's your Yad Iter is your left side.
So we're a person is a lefty. How do you take your shoes on and how do you put your shoes off? So because you're supposed to put on the right foot first. What about a lefty? So the Mishnah brings down. What do you do? Yaktim yamin da alma bein lene ila bein lekshira. You stay with the right first, the real right. Now, by the way, do you know that there's a difference between being a righty with your hand and a righty with your foot? There's a musik of being a righty with your foot. Do you know that? No, you haven't heard of being a righty with your foot?
The first step you take.
Maybe the first step you take. The foot that you kick with. There's a Gemara on it. The Gemara B'chayrus. Tanu Rabban, Iter bein biyad bein beregel. What does that mean? The Rashi says in B'chayrus that when you're walking, Oikar regel smol tchila. This is Rashi. I brought it down the second source. But okay, the first thing we learned is that the musig of putting on your right foot first and taking off, halacha, Mishmura said whether you're right or lefty. Beis. Mishmura shem tivkat n'dalot. Taim sheyasma malbush biyad yaminai. The yalbush hayamin. Mishmura says, how do you put on your clothing? You first put on the right. When you put on your shirt. Well, if you, a button-down shirt. How do you put it on? Mishmura said to put it on the right. Ufi atama muvasham muchal pirmigadam. So you put the left hand in first with the right hand in foot.
Right.
Bruce, are you a righty or a lefty?
I'm ready.
Right. And who's the lefty here? You're a lefty. So me and you are just learning just like Bruce, everybody else is just listening in. Okay, let's go weiter. Halacha Gimel. Sham Sivkat Vav. Reichitz V'soch Yemen Tchila. When we wash ourselves, we're supposed to wash ourselves. Yeah, bring it up. We're supposed to wash ourselves, and you're supposed to do the right first. Yeah, thank you very much. Shkoyach. Aye, please enjoy it. And you can bring in the kugel.
Put on something.
Like you could bring a paper towel or something. When you wash yourself.
What did you say about the shirt? The Chinese was put on first.
The right, even if you're a lefty. Next, halacha number gimel. Thank you. Now you guys have some utensils. You have something you can put. You can make it in. Yeah. Next, gimel. Sham sifkat vav reichet v'soch yemen tchila. When you wash, what do you wash with? What do you wash your body with? The right. L'chayre iter dina k'mashikol mishmurtik vav v'yukol adam b'zeh. Also, the same thing. Your right part of your body first. We don't even think about these halachas, but these halachas actually exist. Dalit. Be'ezer yad yikaneach. How should a person wipe themselves? Should they wipe themselves with the right hand or the left hand? Well, let's take a look what it says over here. Mishabura. Yeah, we have it, Rabbi Yisai. Halacha Dalit. Mishabura 7 Gimel Sivkat Yazayin Ubir Allah 7 Gimel Pasak. The Mekaneach Bismoil Diday. Do Yamin the Alma. Vim Kaisa Bismol Bishar Maisa Biyamin. I'll have a Kain Shambi Allah the Esmazem. So he said like this. You wipe yourself with your left hand, which is everybody else's right hand. So that goes after yourself. What is your stronger hand? You wipe yourself with your left hand. What's the var? Anybody understand? Know the reason for this? No. When you're wrapping tefillin, the thing that's wrapping is the one. Now, when you're wrapping, what are you wrapping with?
Using your right hand to wrap
it. No, yeah, plus the portion.
You're
using. Sorry about that. Five to the bottom.
Please, everybody say enjoy.
No pressure, enjoy. Please.
Makalapai, makalapai.
They've been talking about bourbon for anybody who needs it.
So what is it saying? You're using your weaker hand. So if you're left, you're using your right hand, the one that the tefillin is actually on. But this is the one that's doing the maisa, putting the tefillin on. Next.
So yeah, so then you have to use your weaker hand. So that's
interesting. You use your weaker hand. That's right. Next, hey, halacha, hey, five halacha, halacha the fifth halacha. Interesting. What about netilas yadayim shachar? Being netilas yadayim shachar with al eidi yad chila. Which one do you do first? Mishaburot. Seven dollars to cover the chav bay pasak. Dalteen of osyum in the arm. You go after the regular right. Okay, everybody does right. I'm a lefty. Still, I do the right one first. Halacha vav. Mashlich dalutitziyot letzad smol b'shas itav. So when people make an itav, they're supposed to throw the sisters. You know how the people throw the sisters, the one who like do it very hard, right? Exactly, you hit the person in the back of them, you know. So he says, where do you do it? You do it at the left side. That's what the Mishnah Berurah brings down. What?
I think you're not
yet so much to do that. I can't read this. Hatam al pikabola in lechalik ben ita la'achro kain der lidin beis. He says, it's a Kabbalistic thing doing it on the left. This that you're supposed to go ahead and throw your talis over, and you're supposed to do it on the left. It doesn't make a difference whether you're righty or whether you're lefty. Next halacha. Wow. What about when you're holding your tzitzis by kriyashma? You're supposed to hold your tzitzis by kriyashma. Halacha number Zion, the seventh halacha. Yesh lecha that tzitzis b'shas kriyashma b'smoyla with your left hand. U'shas p'sukei tzitzis gam b'yamin. And when you're holding your tzitzis, let me just finish it and I'll answer you. It's also in the right hand. So you're holding in the left hand, but when you do the tzitzit, you're holding it also with the right hand. Atam shu connected lev is opposite the heart. Mkein ein lechak v'nita la'achar, v'libi v'lev kol adam shavim. A lefty doesn't have his heart in a different place. You have the heart in the same exact place, so therefore it doesn't make a difference. Yes?
What's the reason why you do it? If you're a righty, why do you do it? Why do you do the left side? The lefty, why can't you do it the right side?
No, but the point is that it's supposed to be, the talus is Kabbalistic. Yes. So now comes with when you're putting on tefillin. Beidah yad maniach tefillin. Menachot la metayin amad alf. Rambam perak dal mechot tefillin alach gimel. Arachayim zuv chavzayim zuv vav. Mishaburo. Upasak maniach besmol didei. His left hand. Do yamin da alma. Okay. We know lefty put it on their right hand. The maniach besmol lo yatsu. Let's say you put it on your left hand. So let's say you see a guy, somebody hurt themselves and they can't use the hand, so they want to put it on the other hand. Are you yaitze? You're not yaitze. The answer is you're not yaitze. What about somebody writes with his right hand and everything else with the left hand? Or the opposite. So, for example, which hand of mine is stronger? My right hand is probably stronger. Even though I'm a lefty, my right hand is, I could probably pick up more weight with my right hand than my left hand. So which one do I do? So if somebody does all their stuff with the right hand, let's say they catch a ball with the right hand. Well, catching wouldn't be indicative of anything. If they throw a ball, they have more strength in the right hand, and they just write with the left hand. That, he explains, is a lot of different pratim and machlekes in that. Fine.
It doesn't go by what you write with?
We paskin generally that it does. Generally. However, it does, your what? Yeah.
You should put your tefillin on your left hand. Because that's like a rope.
What?
It's a machlokas. What are you going to be asking about?
We generally go with that you go with what you write.
But if you use both hands to write?
Ambidextrous. Then you do be a minchel call of them. You do the regular right. The kesher of the hand with tzad, so basically over there it speaks about what you're supposed to have. Where do you have the kesher? The kesher of your tefillin. What side is the kesher on? And what do you do if somebody have to borrow tefillin, and they're taking a righty tefillin, and they're using it on the left hand because they're whatever, they're switching the tefillin. So over there, it speaks about turning over the actual tefillin and making it that you have to make the kesher towards you. So you're turning the tefillin around in order to be able to put it on. That has happened to me more than a couple, a few times. You don't have your tefillin the puzzle, or something happens and you have to borrow, so you have to turn around the yad. That's what he speaks about in Halacha Tes.
I had a famous story about a rav who went to visit a prisoner in jail, and he never put on tefillin before. So he says, could you please put on tefillin? He said, Rabbi, he tried to do it many, many months to put on tefillin. Finally, he says, Rabbi, I'll tell you the truth. I killed my wife in my right hand, my left hand. So the rav said, and says, so you use your right hand to put on tefillin. put it in your right hand instead of your left hand.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay, now let's go to some very interesting one. Go to Halacha Yotes, please. Halacha Yotes says like this: Eida Yari Niachal Ina B'Krishma. The Prince says Shema. Which hand should he put on? Is Krishma. Lufia Nira Bel Yirabo Vater Zov. What Ruchai Kanievsky is saying, since it's a Kabbalistic thing, you go after the regular right, even though you're a lefty. Okay. Please go to Chof Gimel. That's a very common, important one. Halacha Chof Gimel. But is the regular yaskel iter regular of soya gimopsius? So you're backing up, right? The dalacha to back up, oitha shalom. Backing up when it comes to Shemina Esrei, before Shemina Esrei, that's a minute. Going up is a halacha. The Ali Rabba speaks about a situation where a person doesn't have any room to move up. So he has a b'dieved that being that you walked into the base measure, it's just like walking up. So again, backing up before Shemayna Esrei is a minog. Backing up, going forward is halacha, but by Eitha Shalom. So which foot should you use? Halacha sim kuchav gimel sif gimel, kotzav gimel magen avram azilina baser di day. Ulataz azilina baser alma, vachreina tikkuk magen avram. Machlaikis, wonderful. Magen avram says you go after yours. So Moshe Brownstein, Shlita, Rabbi Brownstein. You back up with your left foot. Machlaikis, whichever way you go is fine. But we pass like the Magen Avraham. You back up with your left foot.
The foot by right foot, you go back to my left foot.
Hey, Kaluka, Halacha Chof Ches, just to get everybody mixed up. Halacha Chof Ches, when it comes to Nefilsapayim, which hand should you put your lean on?
Whoever there's no
tefillin. I'll eat a time for our pop. Pimazanim, Simcha, Mamam, Bishachris, Maita, Al Smol, the Alma. Shachris, you do the left of everybody. Over Mincha Tzarkin, and Mincha Tzashayla. Meaning, Shachris, you do it on everybody's left hand.
Right.
On the small of everybody.
You have to put it on your left hand.
Why not?
Look.
What is
left? I use my left hand.
You use?
I put it on my right.
You put it on the left hand.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
No, one second. Hold on. He's saying, Shachris, you do it on your left hand.
No.
On the real left hand, which means you're doing it on where you're putting tefillin on your right hand. So you're doing on the smile, the alma, which is your actual left hand, the one that doesn't have your tefillin on. The question is mincha. You're right, Arya. You were right.
No, but.
Mincha, you don't have a problem with tefillin, so maybe you should go back to the regular right hand of everybody else. So you're putting on tefillin on your right hand. So therefore, you go
on the left hand. Most righties put on the left hand, so we always pull on the right hand.
On the right hand, the one without tefillin. I'm talking about a lefty. You're right, but a lefty is going to do it on the left hand. The question is, what did he do by mincha? Okay. What about holding the sefer Torah? Halachah Chof Tes. Be'ed yad yachid the sefer Torah. Prima Gavus because of Lam Dalit. Shalav Ramsi because of him. Mitzad the Basi the Elzina goes after him. Which one do I do? I don't remember. Uvishkari Afraim Chelik Lo Pasuk Lablina Basar Ami. Go after the right. It depends if the guy left you very weak on the right. So in that situation, you should put it on the left.
He's a partial amputee.
So then I guess you have to do it.
Doesn't have his full arm.
What's he supposed to do?
He could technically do it with a partial arm.
Okay, now let's go to more interesting halacha. The place of Birchas Hamazon. Okay. But before that, let's go to Lamed Hey. What about when you wash your hands for bread? Lamed Hey. Eliyadi yitol tchilas lasuda. Tchila lasuda. Which hand should you wash? The lefty? You go after what the world goes after his hand. So by benching, if I ever get benching by Shal Shud, you'll see I do it in the left hand. Kiddush, you'll see I do it in the left hand.
So this whole thing is for lefty. This is the lefty. That's what we're discussing.
100%. What about when you hold? You're supposed to hold food. When you hold food, I know, but learn what you're supposed to do if you're not a lefty. You're supposed to hold food in your... Have you ever thought about that? When you make a bracha? Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Be'edi yad oichas advar michael shem v'aruch alav. So you mean that from the goes after his right hand?
Are you good if it's past the left
hand? I don't know. I don't know if that's considered your hand. That's an interesting one. Now, in Lamed Tes, he speaks about, let's say somebody gives you a safer. You're actually supposed to take it in your right hand. Very emotional. So basically, his initial understanding is that it doesn't make a difference whether you're right or lefty. You're supposed to take a sefer with your something with your right hand if you're a righty is really important. Giving cover to the right. You have to ask yourself what's so important about it. May shock some of you. And I don't know if anybody over here does it. Why? Because it's very hard to do the talacha. But take a look. Mem Aleph. Rambam Perkdal Melchosteus. Hey, Kasa. So the Rambam, you're supposed to sleep on the left side in the beginning of the night, and wake up on the right side. Again, you go to sleep on the left side. Lenny, is that what you do?
I do it.
You do that? And you wake up on the right side? Well, give me a break. You don't do it. You do it. Well, is the difference between righty and lefty in that right hand? He says, Mem Hey. I find this interesting. Some people might find this like, okay, I know. No, it's so interesting. He's breaking it up in so many different every part of the day and everything is a halacha. Everything is a law. He's bound by halachas. Like his whole life was one. It's a part of Yad Yamin. He's also right with the right hand. So since it's Kabbalah, being lechak, being telach. But my father doesn't look above. What about on Shabbos where you're a doctor, you have to write? You know, if you write with your right hand, skila, it's either skila or putter. Think about that. Somebody warns you, don't write, and you write anyway. You write with your right hand if you're a righty. Chayv misa. You write with the other hand, not chayv misa. Actually, you should know there are studies play a very interesting thing. So the way the brain works is that the brain, when you're writing, when you write with your other hand, the non-dominant hand is very hard. And what they say is that a person could bring out feelings of from themselves that they've never experienced before. They're like an entire chachma of writing with your non-dominant hand what you're feeling, whatever your feeling is. And whatever is going to come out is what's really going on. You could somehow access your subconscious. Eitan is saying, what a load of hogwash. One thing is clear, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter already writes about the subconscious. So subconscious is a real thing. It's not just a fake thing. Subconscious, there are things in the mind. So, Menvav in the Sefer. Menvav, second column. Im kotzer b'shabbos b'yaminoi, potter uvismoy l'chayiv. You do it on your right, you're going to be potter. And your left, you're going to be chayiv. What? That's right. What about what Avi was asking before, ambidextrous, when it comes to writing? That, he says, he ends off, he brings down the Rambam and the Mishabura, the Mishael b'beiz yadav b'shav v'chayiv l'oshneim. If you could write both, you're chayiv on both. Yes, that's right. Now, this is a crazy one. What about when you do kaparas and you're supposed to do it with the chicken? Unlike, I'm not sure who's going to try to do it with money. Yes, you know exactly what I'm talking about. By the way, I've done it with money sometimes. But the is to do with the chicken.
Up your left,
it's stuck on, yeah. yeah. So he bring down in Nun, take a look at Nun. He's unsure if he's joking. Next, what about Vidoy? Asham de Baganu. Okay, yeah, Ramayashi, which one do you do? You do your right hand. What did he say? Nun out. The Vidoy Yaka, but if you do with your fist, you mean I'll smile looking negative lave opposite the heart. The Mistama and the Chalkman, it's he said mistama. Most probably, what about lulav? This is the one that's nagging me all the time. Nun beis be'eda yadnoi to lulav. What did he say? Take a look. It's kedai to see inside. Arachaim say simtafresh nun alsel emov shulchan al pasach the baser almazlinon from al pasach the baser today alzlinon machlokes Sparty or Ashkenaz.
What if you have the transposition of the great arteries and your heart is moved over a little? Do you have to follow where the heart is?
No. No.
Position.
So what do? You do the lulav in both hands?
No.
It's machlokas.
I do lulav on my left.
It's machlokas mechaber and bar. It's trying to do when the Ashkenazi do it. His own left
hand. We hold lulav in the left hand and the Ashkenazi in the right hand. That's the way. Right.
Yeah. Huh?
You hold the lulav in the left hand and the Ashkenazi in the right.
Yeah,
if you're lefty, you're saying.
Ashkenazim, you do the lulav in your left hand. That's if your lulav is in the right hand. It's so great. We're learning something new. Unbelievable.
I just put
the Ezra
in the right hand.
You're looking in the mirror.
All right.
This thing where we're holding it together and then you're holding it there.
All right. With your right hand.
My hands are too small. I can never hold it together.
He was monostand.
All right. Let's take something else. You're going to say, what? Who cares? Samach Gimel. Let's take a look at Samach Gimel. Yesh liten tzedaka b'yad yamina. You should do it. You're stuck with your right hand. Atama pikapola. You can ein chilek bein iter la'achar. Okay. Beautiful. Shouldn't make a difference. Next. Samach tes. When it comes to Kedushin. Le'inyan Kedushin shetarach liten b'yamin di day. Uli yamin di da. You're supposed to put with his right hand.
Right to right.
Right to right. Tzedarach in b'yad yad. What happened if he's the lefty or she's the lefty? What do you do?
My wife's the lefty. Rabbi Nachman said, put your hand down with the right one. Rabbi Nachman made switch hands. Which second?
So he had the tar.
I had it in my right hand. She picked up her left hand. I was like, no.
So he had the tarchin about that.
I put it right, and then she took it and switched it.
All right, take a look at Ayin Dalet. Im hayavama oisareth atareth beedeth yad tachlis. So we have to take off the shoe, right? And spit in it. Yeah, do chalitza. Even the other simon kuf sam says it's not the tzivka of dalet. Pasach the baser di dazlinan. You go after her left hand. Take a look at which one did I want to show? The one very interesting one. Peivav. This is wild. Betzavaz Rabbi Yehuda Chassid Issa Sheisha Tasch Lahanet Benatchila. Which breast should she nurse from? The right one or the left one? Well, that's what you're saying. But let's say she has milk in both and she wants to nurse with both. And he's saying that Rabbi Yehuda Chassid brings down that you should start with the left. Says Rochaim, ain't the chilek being iteres la'al, but doesn't make a difference. Now, where are they coming from? What's the pshat?
Well, she's a pump.
Where do you get this from? I don't know if it's a pump. It wasn't. So I'll tell you the answer. Take a look at page 7. In page 7, he has a cloud. When do we go off right? Or when do you have to go off the loop? So we'll learn just a little bit.